Pianist Leon Fleischer has been in the news lately since he resigned his post as artistic director of the Tanglewood Music Center. But there's other news, at least as important, according to music critic Lloyd Schwartz. Fleischer has just released his first two-hand recording in three decades. He suffers from repetitive stress syndrome, which has forced him to play only with his left hand. Lloyd says the repertoire chosen for this new recording isn't what you'd usually pick to feature a pianist.
For the first recording in 35 years on which pianist Leon Fleischer uses both his hands, you might have expected at least a concerto or a sonata, some work that gives primary importance to the soloist. But Fleischer has always been an unusual musician, and his new recording on arabesque consists of three song cycles. No, Fleischer doesn't sing. The vocalizing is left to two well-known hyphenated vocalists, soprano Phyllis Brynjolfsson and baritone John Shirley Quirk, neither of them in the full flush of youthful freshness. They sing the words to Schumann's Opus 24 Liederkreis, which is the generic German word for a collection of songs, Frauenliebe und Leben, a woman's love and life, and the heart-stopping Dichterliebe, a poet's love, Schumann's setting of 16 short poems by Heinrich Heine. But it's Fleischer who supplies most of the poetry. These cycles, especially the Dichterliebe, contain some of Schumann's very greatest writing for the piano. The accompaniment is not just there to give the singers breathing space or to tell them what key to sing in. It's a kind of running commentary on the poems, expanding their expression or undercutting them with irony. There are also exquisite and evocative preludes to the songs and extraordinary postludes, like the last chapters of 19th century Russian novels that tell us what happens to the characters after the story is officially over. Here's the very end of Dichterliebe. Heine's poems have traced the misery of a failed relationship, but Schumann's postlude has something not in the words themselves, a mysterious backward glance from the transcendent world of art where the poet, singer, composer has finally found his resting place. It's over a minute and a half of just piano, and Fleischer gives this music the most sensitive and mysterious reading imaginable. Perhaps in celebration of Fleischer's triumphant return to the central two-hand repertoire, Sony has reissued a set of Fleischer's Brahms recordings from the old and never more appropriately named Epic label. There are the two piano concertos with George Sell and the Cleveland Orchestra, and Fleischer's marvelous performances of the Brahms Handel Variations and the irresistible Opus 39 waltzes. These old recordings, made between 1956 and 1962, are as fresh as ever. Fleischer is both powerful and scintillating without ever sounding fussy or overblown. He plays with the startling notion that you can convey energy and passion with clarity and tact. And the heartening news is that on his brand new recording, he's lost none of these qualities.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Leon Fleischer's new recording of Schumann's Song Cycles on the Arabesque label and the new reissue of Fleischer Historic Brahms recordings in Sony's Masterworks Heritage series.